Welcome back to Reminisce Chat. Of course, I am your host, Joe, sitting over here, well, on the phone with Miranda, because, you know, she sus be somewhere.
I'm at college.
Yeah. Is that the reason why we're running this late?
Yes. Well, no, our schedules aren't matching.
That's... I know. It's Dakota's fault, but she's here, too.
Low-key.
Yeah. She wouldn't wake up.
No, I was sleeping.
But either way, yep, so we do apologize for the delay, but we are still here. We're going to talk about gargoyles, not dragons.
Dragons will be next week.
Not dragons.
Listen, I've been going to school and working full time. I need some time to sleep.
I agree.
Yes. You guys sleep when you're dead.
And I'm precepting, so
So technically you have 3 full-time jobs.
Yeah.
Yes.
4, because I'm a mom, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
What are you trying to get to?
Who knows anymore? But either way, we got to jump right in. And we're going to be talking about some gargoyles.
Yeah.
What do you guys know about them?
We should dress Gray up as one for Halloween.
You want him to dress like a statue?
Gargoyles are cool. I know they were hard to get past in the Scooby-Doo game that me and Cheyenne play on the PS2.
A statue?
No, they flew.
Your baby should be a statue.
No, listen, in the Scooby-Doo game...
It would make recording this episode easier.
Huh?
It would make recording this podcast easier. If he was a statue, he wouldn't even talk.
Oh my goodness. No, but if anyone played the Scooby-Doo game, 100 Nights of Fright, y'all know the gargoyles, and they kind of assholes. Because they fly around. And first off, that game is the hardest game I've ever played in my life.
You don't play games.
That one's still hard. Cheyenne plays games, and it's still hard for her.
Yeah.
We get frustrated.
I think last time I was over there, she was playing a game. It was a toast game.
Oh, yeah, that was a fun game. You got to be a piece of toast.
You got to be a piece of bread, and you got to get toasted.
Yeah.
Yes.
How
you grab
that
the
work?
Child.
No.
Grab him.
He's fine.
So you got to, like, wiggle the toast from, like, one part of the kitchen to the other part. But
it's like shimming or whatever it's called.
Yeah, but you can't touch the ground or anything. So you have to use, like, things around you. Like, the one has a, like, skateboard. And sometimes you can, like, grip up the wall and everything. And you got to get to the other side and, like, go over obstacles, like a sink and everything to get in the toaster. And then there's, like, little bottles of jam you can knock over. So you can get extra bonus points for having jam on you.
And butter.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, and you can choose different bread. Like, you could be a baguette or a croissant or just a piece of white bread.
I'd want to be a croissant.
I was a baguette and broke a bunch of bottles.
Okay. So, let's go back to the actual topic. Miranda, what do you know about gargoyles?
I know they come a lot. Like, they... What do? They guard, like, a place, and then when somebody comes along, they come alive.
I never heard that in my lifetime. You know, we'll get into it.
They're supposed to be protective. Yeah. Can we get gargoyles on our house when we build our house?
I don't think you want them as soon as we're done talking about this.
I probably do. I'm that weirdo who believes in all that stuff.
All right, so gargoyles. The similar creatures are demons, golems, and griffins, which we could talk all about
okay.
in future episodes.
Yes.
But yeah, they are decorative water spouts found primarily on medieval Christian architectures. Gargoyles can be carvings of humans or animals, but most famously, gargoyles can also be in the form of monstrous creatures.
You said they're in Christian things?
Yeah.
Ew.
Christian architecture. We'll find out later why they're there, but they're on like a lot of old churches.
I've never seen them on a church.
Well, they're usually in England, not United States. You know, different countries.
I know.
Old Christian architecture, not 1800s. Mm. But in the modern fantasy, though, gargoyles are imagined as ferocious monsters that have stony skin that turn stone, well, that turn into stone in the day.
So, like, nighttime they come alive?
Yeah.
Makes sense, because, like, isn't, like, demons and stuff are all supposed to, like, come alive? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right around the nighttime.
Like,
they're
not active, I think, aren't they?
But yeah, the name actually comes, originates from the French gargoyle. I butchered it. gargoyle. I don't know. Which means throat gullet or to swallow, which represent the gargling of water.
What? Yeah? Why would we name that over that? That makes no sense.
You know, because they're really just gutters. I'll talk about it a little bit later, but yeah, they're just gutters. At the end of the day. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, keep going. Get off my kid's formula, you crit. Oh, he bit into it.
Thank you for mentioning that in the episode.
Okay, listen, I have a thing of baby powder here, or baby formula, because, you know, I have a child and my cat's trying to eat it. So.
Yes.
Not like no one in this episode doesn't know we have a baby.
You don't know.
Okay, guys, if you have, if it's your first randomness chat episode, we have a child.
It could be. Very, very well could be.
Okay, well, now they know.
But yeah, now we will continue with the things we're actually supposed to be learning about.
You know what?
Not children.
Baby needs to learn about this stuff, too.
Not children.
Hey, it's important to learn about children.
Nah.
Not really. Don't have one.
What the?
I never said I was going to have one. I just said that it's important to learn about them.
But yeah. So, despite their frightening appearance, gargoyles are guardians who are known to protect buildings from evil spirits and do not harm humans. Due to this, churches which were considered holy places often had these creatures on their roof to ward off the devil and demons. They were also suitable as guardians, as they were high defense of the stony skin makes them difficult to wound. Jesus Christ, I can't read. I just woke up.
Mm-hmm.
Can't read anyways, but this is
a struggle. We should put them in our house. So far, I like this stuff, except like the Christian aspect, but if they're protectors, I mean,
there's two different versions of gargoyles. Right now, we're just going over the basic mythology of the gargoyle.
Okay,
we'll learn about the other one.
Do you need me to read some of these?
I got it. How about this? I'll read the rest of the...
Okay, you need to read slower.
Now.
Why do you want gargoyles inside your house?
Well, you want them outside to protect it.
Yeah,
you
like on your roof.
So you don't want anyone coming in. I got stuff in my house to protect my house.
So you're going to have it like on the top like everyone else?
No, I'm going to have it in my driveway.
I think they should make pillars. Make pillars, put them on top.
I think we should have two of them, on, like one on each side of the door entering the house.
How expensive are gargoyles? Now I'm thinking about it.
We'll look at that when we get there. But okay, let's
go. No, I think we should look it up now. How expensive are gargoyles? Can you Google that up real quick?
Yes, I can.
You're going to stay in line. We're going to Google how much it costs to make gargoyle. Anyone have a guess?
Probably expensive.
I'm going to say at least $10,000.
I can't even spell gargoyles.
Good thing I'm...
There is gargoyles eyewear. Those are $80.
I want the stone. I want the statue.
Okay.
Like a real life statue too, not a little gnome. Like one as big as me.
So the ones that Amazon carries...
Amazon sells gargoyles?
Yeah, they do. They have a little one that's $50.
I don't know. How big's the little
Wayfarer one? Has one that's $2,000, but I will not support Wayfarer anymore.
Well, here's the thing. Why would Amazon sell gargoyles?
Mm. Okay, so they're not crazy expensive.
They're just stone, I guess.
I did a baby gargoyle. His name's Emmett.
We're not going to get a baby gargoyle. Not yet. No gargoyle for you.
So far, the most expensive one is on Wayfair for $2,000.
Does that come with the child or without?
Shut up, Joe. there's one on Exotic Brands. That is $2,000. But then there's other ones on Amazon that are like $200.
You didn't answer my question.
I'm not going to answer your question either. Oh, there's a... Oh, crap. That's from Wayfair.
What is it?
It was a bench with a gargoyle, like, holding it up.
Ooh, that'd be cool. How much is that?
$370.
Probably without a child.
Oh, my God. Shut up.
Oh, I thought the child came with it.
Joe! What? Oh, there's this stone gargoyle that's a Halloween prop, but it's $7,500.
Why? Would you...
It was used in a movie.
Oh. That's why. What movie?
I don't know. It doesn't matter. We ain't buying it.
Well, I like to at least know what movie.
No.
It really doesn't matter. There shouldn't be that much, even if it was in a movie.
Well, a lot of them take time. Like, those stone gargoyles, you have to,
Extra carve, yeah.
I think I would want to get it from, like, because we have stone carvers around here.
Yeah.
I'd probably want to get one that's local. Yeah. Because imagine that poor Amazon driver. Imagine that poor Amazon driver.
I've been laughing the whole time and carrying up.
It's like when I felt bad when he had to carry up my playpen, and that didn't even weigh that much, and I felt so bad. But imagine him carrying up two, like, 700-pound gargoyles.
I would quit.
It'd be like a 5'2 little girl, and I'm just saying that because I am a 5'2 little girl, and you couldn't even fit anything else in the Amazon truck. You have to take two Amazon trucks because of the weight.
Oh, man.
So even Gray's like, yeah, no.
All right. Jesus.
Okay, so we're going to get a local one. Okay, got it.
Well, who's going to carry up the stairs? I'm not carrying up stairs. I live in a third-story apartment.
We're going to pay for delivery. Most of those stone places have it.
Okay. So you want them to carry up the 700-pound thing, but you don't want an Amazon worker carry up the 700-pound thing.
No, because Amazon didn't sign up for that. These stone workers, no. Did I tell you all the time?
You make your own.
I can't make that.
How the fuck do you want me to carve into a stone, Miranda?
My dad almost...
You never know. Maybe you can try to.
No.
Like, just look at a picture.
No.
And carve
no.
it yourself. And hopefully...
No.
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 No. That's why we pay these people to do it.
My dad almost bought a 7-foot Sasquatch stone statue from Novotny's.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, they don't work there anymore. Like, they closed down, but he almost bought one just to put it in the woods to scare Jonah.
You know, I actually got a picture with me with Sasquatch.
What?
Yeah, no, I got a real picture of me with the Sasquatch.
Okay, that's going to have to be put on the randomest chat later, because I haven't even seen this.
No, it was when I was at Avon Menards. They just did their grand opening, and the Jack Lynx mascot, which is a Sasquatch.
Oh, was
he came in to visit.
Was he giving out?
He was not giving out free.
What?
Turkey.
What? I would have been so upset. Did you guys have the duck too from the duct tape place?
Yes, I want to take a bag from there. I don't know what happened to it.
It got duct tape in it.
It did not have duct tape in it.
Why would they not put duct tape? He's a duck for duct tape.
I don't even think I have his picture. I don't have the duct tape picture. But I do have a picture of the Paul Menards race car. I got to see it up close.
I don't give a crap about that. I care about the Sasquatch or the
duck.
Something
white.
But even the baby's laughing at you.
Yeah, I have like an up close picture. Like, I got to touch the car and everything.
Okay, but I want the Sasquatch photo.
It's somewhere. I'd have to find it.
Oh, we gonna find it.
I think it's on my old phone.
Okay, is your old phone in this house?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah,
just
charge it.
Okay, then that's what we're going to do. Guys, be on the lookout. Randomness chat.
It's not going to be up there, but, you know.
Be on the lookout, guys. I'll get you. I got you guys.
All right. So, we got one more. Well, no, that's it for the first half of this. Notes.
Okay. Do you want to go to ads?
Yeah, we're going to ads. Got to give thanks to our sponsors.
Yep. And then we'll be back, because it turns out you guys really like these episodes.
Yes.
I do, too.
Yes, I don't think Miranda does.
I love them. I love them.
I don't really mind them.
Don't mind them?
No.
Mythical creatures?
I think it's more of the phone thing than, like, the...
When are you coming back up so we can do a live episode?
Yes.
I think next weekend.
Halloween weekend?
Yep.
Ooh, we got this. Next weekend.
Yeah. Oh, we can do one on creatures that come out on Halloween.
Isn't that all of them?
Well, no. I'll like, a lot of them do, but for different significance. I'll explain. But, yeah. Let's go to ads.
Yeah, we'll do the ads real quick. And we're back. Now, we learned about the mythology of gargoyles. I almost said goblins.
That was the history, not the mythology.
That was the mythology. Okay. I promise you.
Okay.
We're going to learn now about the monster gargoyle.
Which would be the mythology.
No, I promise you, they're two different things. I Googled it and everything.
Okay. Oh, yes, Google. So supportive.
Hey, is that where we find everything, Google?
I have a cat's butt in my face.
Yeah, but some are, like, more...
I promise you, I went to multiple websites and watched videos.
Okay.
The mythology and the monster is going to be two different things.
Okay.
The history of it is just a fucking statue, and we'll learn about that.
Okay, well, let's go.
Okay. So, despite their frightening appearance, So now, in a few variations on this legend, gargoyles are seen as evil beings that eat humans or are vessels of demons, serving those who have summoned them. In some cases, due to this change in reputation, a few gargoyles were removed from buildings.
Yeah, I think you can summon them.
Yes. But you think you can summon a gargoyle?
Yeah. I personally can't because I don't do that.
Yeah. But you think someone in this world can summon gargoyles?
Yeah. I think in a lot of practices you can summon things.
Okay.
Like,
summoning's a big part of a lot of practices.
Wait. Would it be like, you thinking of like a Mulan type of thing?
A what?
You mean like Mushu?
Yeah.
Mulan.
Dishonor.
Is it Mushu a dragon?
Yeah, she's a dragon. Miranda, like, how about,
or is it like actual witchcraft where you're trying to summon a demon?
Miranda, how about this? I'll bring up Mushu next week in Dragons.
Yes.
How about that?
Please do.
Yeah, we'll bring up Mushu and talk about how he's a dragon, not a gargoyle.
Yeah, he is a dragon.
No, I mean, like, how he wakes them up. Like, somebody can, like, bang on something and then they can wake them.
What? Someone's banging what?
No, Miranda, there's not a little dragon that walks around awakening the ancestors.
You know that's a Disney film, right?
I know that much. I'm meaning as, like, when... somebody would either, like, do a little magic, something like that, but it would be person, hopefully.
Not a dragon. That wake
up. Miranda, I'll talk about it next week.
Yeah. We'll talk about it before the episodes, that way you're not...
Yeah. What people might want to know about summoning?
Not with dragons!
Well, dragons and, like,
are gargoyles.
Dragons are becoming a lot more.
No, she's talking about a dragon summoning.
No, we're not going to talk about how a dragon can
do. Gargoyles.
Okay, so the gargoyle is summoning?
Yes.
So you think the gargoyle is summoning itself?
No, people are summoning the gargoyle.
Do you know what a summon circle is, Miranda?
Summon circle?
Yeah, a summoning circle.
Yeah, well, no, we got to do this now. We don't do it now. We're not going to do it later. Tell her.
So, it's like a circle you make, and there's different designs and stuff for them. There's different sigils, or there's just different physical objects that you put near it. And then there are certain spells that you use to summon something in the circle, like demons or gargoyles and stuff like that. But they stay in the circle to protect like, basically protect yourself. There's certain theories that the summoner cannot be hurt by the thing they summon, but I don't think that's true, because demons like making deals, so.
Okay, so.
I'll talk more about it next week.
With dragons.
Yes, with dragons.
How? Okay, you know what, we won't get into that somehow. Talk about this week, since you didn't do your research.
I am literally gone from the hours of 6 a.m. to midnight.
I'm just saying. Just saying.
Yeah, we'll just go to the next point.
Yeah, this is about the gargoyles in a monster type deal.
Yeah.
So, the gargoyle is a fantasy and horror monster inspired by the gargoyle architectural element. While they were believed in mythology to frighten away evil spirits, the idea of such statues physically coming to life is a more recent notion, like golems. Golems? Yeah, golems. That's the correct word. They're usually made of magically animated or transformed stones, but have animal or chimera traits, and are often guardians of a place, such as a church or castle. They can also be depicted as vessels for demonic possessions, or as living species of resembling statues.
See, when I was looking up the prices for them, there were some that used, like, a goat's head, and then there were some that, like, they're as Bahamut.
Yeah.
Which, do you know who that is?
No. Okay. Yeah, explain it to the people.
Well, there's different things. Some people think that's Lucifer, but then there's other people who actually worship him as a god, and I don't know much about him.
Ah.
But he's used in a lot of video games and stuff, like Final Fantasy 15, he's in there.
Ah.
Yeah. So don't let him do that. Sorry, my baby's playing on the cat tree. But anywho, yeah. I'll look into more of it, too.
Okay. So. So, pretty much. And then there's another depiction of a gargoyle as a monster, and that is that the gargoyle is a living monster that was made of a stone-like substance during the day, but at night becomes flesh by shedding the stone-like substance. They come as many varieties. Some are full-bodied, often with wings. Others are simply disembodied, vestiges that simply watch, having only a half-body. Gargoyles are not the same as other stone beings, such as golems, as gargoyles always in the form of a human, possibly demonic creature. They stand guard in the gothic style structures, such as cathedrals or European castles.
Sorry, our kid wants to be a soundboard today.
So yeah, there's two different types of monsters that they think they are.
Oh.
So do gargoyles, like, how do they hurt the people?
What do you mean?
They can eat them.
Yeah, they eat them.
They eat them?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if they just kind of tore them open and then, like, threw them away, or they actually...
They just throw them in a trash can.
Yeah, it's like, yep, boom, there you go.
Recycling.
You never know. So, another question.
All right.
Gargoyles, is it only, like, bad people or any type of people?
I'm pretty sure it's anyone.
Yeah. Well, with summoning things...
It's not Santa Claus. They don't have a fucking list.
Yeah, and, like, with spells and stuff, you can really do them on anybody as long as you have, like, their first and last name.
I don't think we're talking about summoning them. We're just talking about the monster.
Oh, you mean, like, when they just wake up and attack whoever?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
Miranda's asking if it's like Santa Claus, they have a list, or is it more like
I didn't mean that.
At random?
Like,
well,
meaning is like they just know they have like
a list.
Well, there's
they check it twice. They gotta make sure.
Theory about that. So with like all these monsters and stuff, there is a theory that if you don't believe them, and like usually like mostly Christians, they're like protected. But I think that's just, like, a Christian ideology that showed up just so, like, people don't get scared or question their religion.
All right. So, no, they do not have a list, Miranda.
No, Miranda. No. Bottom line, they don't have a list. They're not checking twice.
Oh, my goodness.
So, no more big bulletin about the monster gargoyle.
Mm-hmm.
It has also been said that gargoyles only come alive to fend off evil, which would explain them being found on churches commonly. So there is a possibility that gargoyles just look evil and scary to fend off bad intruders. It is also said some legends that they are a type of lesser guardian angel that is sometimes often considered to be an abomination. I can't say that word.
Abomination.
Abomination. Yeah, I said that.
Mm-hmm.
Said that correctly. due to the fact that they're half angel, half demon, so nobody actually knows if it's a gargoyle or is evil or good.
Aww.
Yes.
I kind of like that. That's cool. Don't know if it's right, but...
And then the name gargoyle for the monster comes from gargoyle, gargoyle, a dragon that spouted water from its mouth, causing floods. Gargoyles, the stone decorations, were originally representations of this monster.
Oh. So, when he was original, like, representation of the monster, was that still with Christian culture, or was that a different thing?
This is just the whole monster, in general, the thing I could find. I couldn't find out if it was just Christian belief.
So, was there anything before Christian belief that had gargoyles?
Not really.
I'm going to look into that.
About to say, I couldn't find anything.
Mm-hmm. But they all know the church likes to steal things from other practices.
Well, they have powers and abilities.
See?
Well, for the monster.
Okay. I'm ready.
So the powers and abilities is immortality. Gargoyles are immune to passing of time and cannot get sick. Human form. Gargoyles can take on a human form. Flight. Gargoyles can fly under their own power. Camouflage. Gargoyles can blend in with the inanimate gargoyles, so that way they can surprise intruders that infiltrate the building.
Oh, interesting.
Endurance. Being made of stone, gargoyles cannot be wounded in the way other creatures can. This is, however, dependent on whether the gargoyles turn to flesh when animated. Jesus Christ, I can't say that one. Precipitation.
Do you need me to read it?
Precipitation, I think.
Petrification.
Petrification. Petrifying them. In some fantasy-based games, gargoyles can be capable of turning other beings into stone by touch. The petrification may also be slow spreading, like an infection from a wound inflicted by a gargoyle's claw.
That happens in Scooby-Doo!
Yeah.
If they look at you, I think you become stone. Or they also burn you with fire in the video game, but that's a video game, guys.
Yes.
Not the same, though. He said touch. You said look. Yeah. Feel like that's more Medusa.
Yeah, Medusa does the whole look.
Ooh, I wonder if there's, like, a connection.
I don't know. We could do Medusa later.
We definitely should do Medusa one day because that's so cool.
But yeah, so that's all the powers and abilities for a gargoyle.
Yeah.
Which one would you guys want?
Petrification.
You want to turn people to stone?
Yes.
With the touch?
Yeah, but I feel that'd be bad for me because 80% of the people I know would be turned to stone because...
You don't like people?
I get jealous.
I probably would say I would want to eat people.
They don't...
Miranda, they don't have full on makeup want to eat people?
So you want to be a cannibal?
Okay, and then not get judged because, like, you would get judged very badly. But, like, gargoyle, you just wouldn't know.
We've not fully confirmed that gargoyles eat people. I'm talking about all the powers and abilities, Miranda. You got immortality, human form, flight, camouflage, endurance, or
petrification.
Jesus fucking
Christ. Probably immortality.
What would you want?
Oh, what do I want? Endurance. Yeah. I can't get hurt. You guys can fucking get hurt. I can't.
I mean, if I'm mortal, I might get hurt, but I'm not gonna die.
Yeah, it takes me, you know, a lot to die. But they do have weaknesses.
Ooh, let's hear about those.
So there's two. Proximity. Gargoyles usually cannot leave their home structure. If a gargoyle ventures too far from its lair, then it will either be compelled to turn back or it will return to its inanimate statue.
Ooh.
And then there's sunlight. Some stories describe gargoyles as being able to completely nocturnal. It cannot move in the daylight, turning inanimate when exposed to the sun's rays.
See, that's what I've heard, too.
Yeah.
See, I think... that one makes sense, but at the same time, farm. I think I might have gotten mixed up with, like, the bad people. And, like, you'll come alive when bad people come along. Because it's, like, supposed to be protective over wherever it is at.
Ah. But, yeah. So, I did a little more digging. Mm-hmm. Do you guys want to know when gargoyles first started popping up?
Yeah.
So, the actual history is the 13th century is that when they first started spotting gargoyles all around.
Oh, damn.
They were designed in 13th century French architecture. Well, it's a French architecture as means of disposing water. So, they're pretty much a precursor to gutters. Typically, a trough was cut into the back of the gargoyle, and rainwater was able to run off the roof and through the gargoyle's mouth. That's the real history of them. They're just fancy gutters.
So does that go with, like, the dragon thing?
No. These are just stories that people made up. This is the real history now.
I know, but that would still kind of make sense. Listen, some of these I believe, okay?
I know, but this is the real history that we can prove. So, most gargoyles are depicted as grotesque creatures, but said that they're like snowflakes. You'll never find two that are exactly alike. Some legends say that these stone creatures actually may come to life and ward off evil, and that they communicate with others through wind or rain passes through their mouth.
Hmm.
But yeah.
Interesting.
But yeah, I was also reading it, and then they said that the longer the gargoyle's mouth, the farther away from the building they want the water away from.
Huh.
So they're pretty much like gutters.
But in the 13th century...
13th century.
Why would you make something that detailed?
Usually for decorations. You gotta think, we're talking England.
I'm gonna Google something real quick.
You go ahead, you Google.
I will a Google.
But yeah, so that's pretty much all I have for gargoyles, guys.
What you looking at?
I'm gonna see if they're involved in witchcraft at all.
Yeah, okay, you can Google that up in the Google machine.
I am.
So, Marina, I hope you learned something.
I learned I can go to bed earlier so I don't feel tired.
I'm talking about the episode. Damn it.
I learned that they still eat people and that they possibly are scared of dark.
So Marina learns that she could be a cannibal in the nighttime.
They're nocturnal and they... How do they fight off, like, evil? Like, aren't they supposed to fight off evil?
Some in the mythology version, yes.
Okay. So there is one where they are supposed to protect evil?
No, fight off evil, you said.
Wherever they are?
Yeah. That's why they're found on churches and, you know, England castles and stuff like that.
So I was partially right.
Kind of. Alright, Dakota, what'd you find out?
So they are used in witchcraft a lot. But still a lot of people don't really know what they're for. They think they offer protection, but they don't know, but they believe that they're watching, like, all the time.
Well, that's what I kind of found.
Some people carve them into their candles by their front doors for protection.
To ward off evil.
Yeah, that's kind of cool, though.
Yes, you see, I found it.
Yeah.
Before you did.
Some people put them in their gardens to protect their home. A lot of them use them for protection.
Yes. That's what they originally were meant by the churches and stuff like that. Used for protection to fight off evil. That's where a lot of the mythology just kind of led right back to.
Yeah, they think they have to be summoned, though, to actually use them.
Yeah. I don't know what the churches did back in, like, the 13th century, but, you know.
Maybe they do a little mushu summoning.
They do not call in a dragon to summon a gargoyle.
I would say it would be people summoning the gargoyle, but you know, they can still bang a little ring-a-ding-ding thing.
So I got something cool for you guys to look at.
There are people who think they're protectors of the light, so they'd be good.
Yes. So, here's the thing. I want you guys to look up Gargoyles the Monster. That is a cool artist depiction, if you guys ever got time to look it up.
Why don't we just post it in the group?
Now I want people to look it up.
Nice.
In your own time, you look up the monster type gargoyle. Like, Dakota, you can look it up right now to see.
I'm reading this thing. It says, Devil's in the Detail, The Return of the Gargoyle.
Well, you read it. We're going to probably start doing our
closing. Oh, they're not supposed to be mocked, though. It's really bad to mock them.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
But yeah, no, look up Gargoyles the Monsters. You'll see a whole cool bunch of cool artist depictions about all of it. So, Dakota, what'd you learn about gargoyles during this whole episode?
Probably everything, because I don't really know much about them.
Neither did I. It was really fun to sit there and research it through. Got to look up all the different types, because there's even... Because when I first started looking up, I thought it was just mythology. They're sitting there, it's like, oh, yeah, and there's also a monster-type gargoyle. I'm sitting there, it's like, oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, Cooper. Some of them call them Satan's minions.
Yeah. That's the monster type.
Yeah.
See, so there's a difference between mythology and monster.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. If you guys keep on liking these episodes, we're in talks right now about, you know... spinning this off into a type of mythology-ish.
Which, I will say, was originally my idea for a podcast that Joe took. Because he,
I did not take it.
He thought these mythology things were going to be silly and that no one liked them. But then we saw the Siren episodes that y'all liked them. Oh, don't lie. Don't lie. Do not lie. I see you smiling over there.
I told you we'll do mythology. You said that people don't like them.
No, you said people don't like them, because you never listen to me when I talk about them.
We'll talk about this later. We don't need to talk about this now.
Uh-huh.
But either way.
Okay, I got a question.
Okay.
In the movie Wizard of Oz, do you think her,
what?
The one witch, could have those been of gargoyles? Like, they had monkeys, but at the same time they had wings. And it looks like they could have been, like, the shape could have been, like, a gargoyle. And we only seen them, like, when it was, like, night.
They came alive in the day at the end of Wizard of Oz.
Miranda, they were alive during the day when they captured them.
And they were literally flying monkeys.
And you're talking about the Wicked Witch of the West. How do you not... That's, like, one of the most quotable, you know, bad people.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure that they were literally just flying monkeys.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they were just flying monkeys.
Yeah. Because it was from a, like, spell, I think. It was a spell that went wrong.
I have no idea. I never really, you know, I haven't watched it since I was little.
Well, it's explained in Wicked.
I haven't watched that.
What's Wicked?
What?
I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. Wicked.
Wicked is a really famous musical. It's supposed to be like the prequel to Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, no, I don't.
I have the book in my room.
It doesn't mean I looked at it.
Oh, my gosh.
I'd move those books twice.
Jason, if you're listening to this episode, do you see what I'm living with?
Friend of the episode.
Yeah, friend of the episode.
Yes, of course.
Just any person named Jason can...
Oh, how about anyone with a musical background?
Yeah, y'all know.
Yeah, no, never even heard of Wicked.
I mean, I have, but it was mainly on Disney Channel.
Okay, but that has nothing to do with this episode.
Exactly.
Wait, what do you mean Disney Channel? They had a thing called Wicked 2? I mean, is it like Wizards of Waverly Place?
Or is shut up, Joe. Uh-oh. Shut up, Joe. Just shut up.
It's like,
it's a musical.
Descendants.
The what?
What?
Descendants.
The Sundance Awards?
What? Descendants.
Descendants.
Oh, no!
I thought you'd say the Sundance Award. I know.
That's what I thought she was saying, too.
All right, guys. Let's start wrapping this show up. Let's start, you know.
You both need to apologize to Wicked.
I'm not apologizing to fucking shit.
I didn't do anything this...
insulted me with comparing Wicked to Descendants.
No, I said...
And comparing gargoyles to flying monkeys.
Yes.
Okay, that one I did
apologize to the gargoyles.
Yes.
Why?
Because...
I will summon 10 of them on you.
No, you will not. You have to practice it.
You don't even know how to do that.
I'll figure it out, YouTube.
Guys, I literally just said they're not meant to be mocked.
You better find that Mushu.
Oh, my God. Miranda, now you really gotta apologize. Hell, just apologize to Mulan, too.
Okay, maybe I can apologize to Mulan.
All right. All right, Dakota, where can they find you if you're ever active on anything?
I'm probably going to make some new stuff, so I'll talk about it in next episodes.
You're going to make some new stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm tired.
You're tired?
Yeah.
Okay.
Me too.
Me three, but you know.
I might take a little nap.
Don't you have to work soon?
Yeah, she has to be working like less than 30 minutes. Well, she has to leave in less than 30 minutes.
Then I can take a 15-minute nap.
Do you live close by your work?
No, nope, 30 minutes.
What time do you have to be at work?
12:30.
Oh, okay. I thought she had to be there at 12.
Nope.
No.
Okay, well, are we going to wrap? Miranda, where can they find you?
Instagrammer panda1001.
Do you even post on there?
Every now and then.
Feet pics and dollars.
But I'm not giving them anything else, so...
Feet pics $10, Marina. Tell him.
No.
Wait, what?
No, we're not selling feet pics.
$10.
Okay. Joe, where can they find you?
No, not mine. Oh, you guys, I don't know why, but my one funky little toenail is black and blue again, and I'm just...
Did you stub it?
It's like the third time that it's gotten bruised.
How did you bruise your toe?
So, the one year that I bruised it, I think it's all my mom's fault. She dropped a Christmas tree on it while I was trying to help her set a Christmas tree up. And then since then, it's never been the same. Like, I've bruised it like 3 to 4 times since then.
It just sounds like your toe's having a rough life over there.
So, like, when I run it over with a cart from pushing carts at Menards.
That's the fucking reason.
That's usually why. It doesn't just turn black and blue for no reason, Miranda. If you run it over with a cart.
Okay. It's like, my mom did when
I jumped. I think somebody stepped on my foot while I was playing sand volleyball, and then it got bruised.
That's the fucking reason. Don't blame your mother with the Christmas tree when you're little. It's... So your mother first bruised it.
No other toenail gets bruised except for that one toenail.
Is it your pinky toe?
No, it's the second toe, like the toe next to the big toe.
That's weird. Why is it only that toe?
I don't know, and it's always on the right.
Miranda, you just need to wear padding on your your toes.
Can I please finish getting out of here? We about to say so.
Damaged feet photos are $20.
Yeah, if you want to see that bruised toe,
then I can probably do that. Like my feet are always damaged.
Well, how about we do 15? We'll do a deal.
Okay, 15 for Miranda's damaged feet.
All right, you can. Follow the podcast on Ramnish Chat group pages. We I try to update that weekly.
Is that private?
No.
Page?
Yeah, it's a group. I think anyone can join it, though.
Do we have just a Facebook page?
That is it.
Yeah, but it's a group. So that
we do
have
a face
invited in.
We do have a Facebook page. It's called the same thing.
Okay. Because if it's a page, it can be open to people, and then when you share it, they can see it.
I'm pretty sure anyone can, you know, join the group, though.
Okay.
I'm 90% sure. I will check into that. Yeah. I'll check into it. And then, of course, that is where you will now find Ramness Chat podcast is on that page. And, of course, we try to share it to as many people as we can.
Yeah, and we're on Audible now, guys.
Yes, we've been on Audible.
Oh, I thought we just got there like a week ago.
2 weeks.
We got on Audible 2 weeks ago, guys.
And Amazon Music.
Yeah.
And Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google, on Google Podcasts. We got Anchor, of course.
Yeah.
We always leave a link so that way you can send us a voice message.
Yeah. So definitely tune in next week for dragons and... Am I doing summoning circles now?
I guess just dragons.
Okay.
Well, because
there's a lot of stuff behind dragons. So.
Yes. I think dragons is big enough to leave by themselves.
Yeah. Since you guys like these episodes, because I'm right. I'm always right. Joe should just always listen to me.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I say we might be taking this a different way if this episode works out.
No, then I'm taking it a different way because that's what my thing was originally. Yeah, you, with your randomness chat, you wanted to do serial killers all the time.
No, not all the time. Trust me, I know that took way too fucking much out of me.
Because you didn't want anything out of mythology. Because you thought I was a crackhead.
I did not say that, but we're not getting into that. Besides that, I think we are out. I did the plugs, right? Yeah, no, I plugged everything I think I needed to ever plug in my lifetime. Miranda, is there anything else you want to mention? Go back to anything.
No, I'm good. I just want sleep.
You just want sleep?
Grace passed out.
Yeah, the kids passed out.
Yep.
Dakota, you want to take it back to anything?
Should we mention the merch that's possibly coming?
We have not confirmed any merch yet.
Okay, but there's talks of merch, guys.
There is some talks going around of merch.
And the first release ones are going to be a special edition for just, you know, first listeners. The group of you guys.
Yeah, I was about to say, there is merch being talked about. We're trying to design stuff right now.
Yeah, but Joe's really bad at it, so I have to critique them all.
Listen.
He's very offensive with it.
Listen, I thought Miranda only fucks black guys was a good enough of a merch.
Oh my gosh. No, stop.
I thought that was good enough to start.
I've only done one person, so that can't even count. Because who knows if I ever do another and if he's going to be white, black, Mexican.
We need to go before she offends something. This is very on the line of her offending someone. Okay, so we're going to wrap this up. Miranda, please don't say anything else to the end of the episode.
Yeah, you're not allowed to say another word, Miranda. But besides that, possible merch probably coming out.
Yeah.
Maybe. Matters what I can work out.
And me.
And you?
Yes. I'm involved in this process now. I was just supposed to be a guest, but now I'm here involved.
Yes.
This is very true.
Yeah.
But Ray and I have been OGs day one.
I was watching the baby day one. I was the one...
No, you were sleeping day one.
You were sleeping day one.
With the baby!
And day two you were sleeping.
You're watching the baby.
It just means the baby just happens to be sleeping on you.
Okay, I'm sorry. What was the fastest growing episode so far? Mine. What got the most listeners in 24 hours? Mine. Whose idea was it? Mine.
Yes.
So I don't want to hear crap.
Well,
I'll take my mythology and go home. Well, make my own sandbox.
Well, luckily you get to do dragons next week.
I don't know. It might go on my podcast.
Oh, no. You don't have a podcast.
I'll make one just to spite you.
That's fine. We'll still do dragons. And then, also, the week after, guys, because I've been wanting to do this topic.
What?
Vampires.
Ooh.
I've been wanting to do it.
We're doing a lot of Halloween-themed ones.
Well, it's Halloween.
It is Halloween.
We should do one that Friday and then do a Halloween special.
Oh, I don't know about that. But people don't need to listen to this. Let's sign them off.
Okay, bye.
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 Right, I said not another fucking word.
Hey, I can do what I want.
And Joey, stop cursing.
Yeah, we'll get it.